I'm Trace Yellis at the State Capitol in Olympia with your 7th District Legislative Update. With me now is Senator Shelley Short. Hello, Senator.
Hi, and welcome to folks back home.
Democrats are proposing a tax on businesses in Washington State to fund higher education. Why are these funds needed?
Well, actually, I would say the funds aren't needed. They passed a bill last year they said was necessary to fund higher education. I want to remind listeners that we had billions of extra dollars in revenue that the state was not expecting that could be used to fund higher education in the general budget if that was the Democrats' highest priority. Instead, they essentially raised taxes to pay for higher education, a move that was quite frankly not needed.
You said that was last year. So what's happening now? What happened on the floor this week?
Well, we had a bill that was apparently a fix to the tax bill that was passed last year. It was poorly written. The Department of Revenue said they couldn't even implement it. We're coming up on a deadline where these taxes are going to have to be paid. But here's the folly of what happened on Wednesday on the floor. So the Democrats are calling this tax increase fix a tax decrease. And I want to let listeners know that the tax that will be raised in the bill they said was a tax decrease actually raises $1 billion. It raises $200 million more than the bill they passed last year. I don't call that a tax decrease. And they indicated that because, we're reducing the tax rate from the bill we passed the year before. What they don't say is the actual tax that people were paying was 1.5%, and it went up to 1.8% and now down to 1.75%. I don't call that a tax decrease. I call that absolutely still a tax increase. Again, raises more revenue than what the bill did last year. I was proud of Republicans' efforts to fight this on the floor. You know, in districts throughout the state of Washington, people are saying no new taxes. About 63% of the voters have shared that all across the state. And again, the Democrats aren't listening to them. I am proud of the efforts that our Senate Republicans have made. We are listening to the voters and we stand with you.
Now, Republicans offered several amendments to this bill. None of them were accepted.
Actually, we offered like a couple of dozen amendments. And the reason we did that was because of the far-reaching effects that this bill has on healthcare providers, which just makes no sense at all when you think of across the state of Washington, but especially in our district. We have people with a lot of needs. We have high Medicaid populations. These providers already aren't reimbursed at the level of what it costs them to do what they're doing on behalf of patients. I think that is going to make patient access even more difficult than it already is. And so our amendments were really designed to actually exclude those providers from paying that tax. And again, I just want to go back to the fact that this tax in the beginning, even last year, was not necessary. We could do the work of funding higher ed. We could do the work of increasing student access to these programs. We could have done that. They chose not to. We had money in our state budget with the revenue to make that a general fund expense and do the things we need to do for higher education without raising taxes. And they did not want to do it.
With your 7th District Legislative Update, I'm Trace Yellis in Olympia with Senator Shelley Short.